Okay, so yesterday, just summarize what we said, is that in order to bring the dibur to shleimus, is through the nekudos. Okay, because if you speak a word without nekudos, you can't say anything. Nothing happens. If you don't have a nekuda, you can't bring anything to expression. So we said that because we said basically that whenever a person thinks something, then automatically speaks it, even to a very subtle degree. And when he speaks something, then it creates the action to a very subtle degree. And we said basically the whole point is that a person wants to separate, potech et yodecha, separate the potential from the actual, start actualizing things. And the actualization is in the physical. So how do you start that? It's through the speech. Because when you speak something, then it goes a little bit into the action. So therefore, if a person speaks in a complete way, then those things start actualizing. And the way to do it is by having the nekudot. Because you can't have a letter without a nekuda. If you have a letter without a nekuda, then it's just in a state of potential. So you can't say anything. It's just in a state of tzimtzum, and you can't say anything. So when you have a nekuda, then you can say a full letter. It's bringing it into its full expression. Now, what's nekuda? How do you have nekudas in letters? So nekuda, as we learned yesterday, it says nekuda to kasif. Nekudas of kesef. Kesef means money or silver, but it actually also means kisuf, which means desire. So when a person has a desire on what he's doing, then that brings the thing into actualization. So therefore, the words that are spoken with desire start actualizing all the concepts that a person wants to actualize. Okay, now, but the thing is that a lot of times when someone wants to actualize something, then there are blockages. Why are there blockages? Then we're going to see now. So, v'ikar, godel cheshek na'aseh al-yedei mani'a shemazminim lo. The greatest desire that a person has, which is the ratzon, which is nekudas, come through the mania that they give you from above. So from above, everyone gets certain manias. Certain mania means you feel blocked to do something. Can't do it. It's only blocking. Can't do it. Obstacles. You can't figure out how to do it. You try it. Just try that. You can't do it. So all those manias are there only to create more desire.
Only so the desire comes to the level where it's equal to the value of the thing that's desired.
Oh. Here we go. Yeah.
It's classic, right?
Okay. Yeah. When an Israelite man does something that he has to do for his Judaism, especially something big that he needs for his Yahadus, which your whole Judaism depends on, for example, to travel to a true tzaddik. Your whole Judaism depends on that. So when you really want to do that, and then the maniyas start coming. Can't do because of this, can't do because of this, because of this. A million different reasons. This maniya is to create desire. Through this desire, you're gonna create more desire to do the thing. Through the maniya that they're holding you back from something. The desire gets very, very strong and overpowering. Like when you show a young person something that he really has a desire for, you take it from yad, and right away you just take it away, you give it to him, he says, oh my gosh, this is so cool. You take it away and you hide it. So he runs after the person. And you really want this thing that he's hiding. So the main desire was because they took away this thing from you and hid it. So too, they take away the things that you really need. That through this you have even a greater desire, as it says, V'lechem starim yun'am. The bread they will hide and they'll withhold. What's it say over there?
Hidden bread is appealing.
Appealing, okay. Right, meaning you have more desire because it's hidden. Shekol ma shadavar nimna v'nistar min adam biyoter. Whatever has been hidden from you and held back from you more, hu choshech elav v'na'im lo biyoter. You desire it and it's more pleasant for you. Okay, shemize ba tavot v'hitgabrut acheshek el ha'avera, and through this becomes the taiva and the his gabrut of the desire for averas, chas v'shalom, rachman alitzan. Why? Ki mechamat she'avera nimna'at mod mi'adam. Since the avera is very withheld from you, ki anu mitzuvim umuzharim makudin alesh lo lasota. Now you have a commandment and a warning to not do it in every detail of your being, not to do it. Nimtza shei minat meod mitano. So it's very withheld from you. You're not allowed doing it. Allah touching. Allah thinking about it. Okay, you're not being involved with it. You have to separate from it. You know, thinking about like all these different things. So it's being withheld from you. Therefore, there's a very big desire to do it. Bechinat velechem starim yunam. Kmo ken bekedusha. So too in kedusha. Kishyesh meniya la'adam. When there's a meniya for a person, a cheshek mitgaber biyoter. The desire gets stronger. Bekol ma shadavar anichshak gadol biyoter. And as much as the thing you desire more, meniya yoter gadola. And the meniya is even greater. Kishyesh cheshek vechoshek venichshak. So you have desire, the thing that's being desired, the person that's being desired, and the object's being desired. Tahinu Adam Achoshek, the person desires, v'adav nechashak, and the thing that he desires, v'achishak shechoshin adavar hanechashak, and the desire that you have for the thing that's being desired. V'fi malat nechashak, in accordance with how much the thing is being desired, ketzirch liot godel cheshek. So too the one. The desire itself has to be as big as a thing that's being desired. Al ken kish nechshak gadol meod. Therefore, when the desired thing is very big, nimtza shitzarich shielo cheshek gadol meod. Therefore, you have to have a great desire. Azay yesh lo meniya gadola biyoter. Therefore, you have a very big meniya for that thing. Shal yidei ze cheshek gadol biyoter. And through this, the cheshek is very big. Ki kol ma shemeniya yoter gadol. Because as much as the meniya is very big, a cheshek mitgaber biyoter, then the desire gets even stronger to overpower it. Al ken ra'ui la'adam ladat kesheyesh lo meniya gdolot meod me'ez davar shebekdusha. Then, when a person should see that when he has a very big blockage in something in kedusha, yedav yazin mize yavin mize, he should know and understand from this sheze davar shrotzel la'asot, this thing that he wants to do. Who nechshak gadol meod? It's a very big. The desire within that thing is very big. The devar yakar meod is a very precious thing. Shemechamet zeh meniyah gadol meod. Because of this, it has a very strong meniyah for it. Ubifrat kishrotzel nitzol tzadik emet. And specifically, when a person wants to go to the true tzadik, yesh tzadikim harbeh. Because you have a lot of tzadikim. Al yesh bichirat nekura to emet ben tzadikim. But there's a nekura of emes between the tzadikim. And when you want to go close to that nekud of emes, everything is dependent upon that. He has very, very big meniyos. And through that, a person can understand how great is the thing that he desires. It must be very great because all the meniyos he has to get there. Yeah.
I just want to understand more. What is this nekud of emes ben tzadikim?
The Nakuda Emes Ben Tzadikim. So I guess there's a Bechina, that's what I understand, there's a Bechina that's like, there's Emes and there's Emes Lamito. Why? Because the world, it says, Olam Chesed Yibane. The world is created through Chesed. And Chesed is the concept of covering over the faults. So it's the thing that if you love, it says like the Tzadik Tzadik says, a person loves himself so much, so he covers over his own faults. So the world is created in such a way where you give room for Sheker. And that's the way the world is created. But the tzadikim, within them, they have a nekud of emes. And the nekud of emes is like the emes lamito. That basically goes beyond all the sheker of the olam. And when a person like realizes that that's the truth, and that's what he really... Then he starts desiring that truth. And the whole world, even within the firm world, is going to try to pull you away from that truth. So that's, I think that's the concept of what the tzadikim, the true tzadikim have, like a bechina of emes in a real way. And a person really wants that, because that's what's going to bring you close to God in the end of the day. I think that's why I understand.
Is the first truth is a matter of something that's practical, and the other second truth is something that's kedusha?
Yeah. So this whole Torah is a concept of like getting to a place like beyond what you thought was practical. Because it's saying, look, come to Emes, and through Emes you're going to do tefillah, and through tefillah you're going to draw everything into the world, you know, because everything's directly Hashem. So it's bringing you to the Emes of Latid Lavo, which is the true ultimate Emes. But majority of the world cannot handle that now. That's why it's in such a state. So it's not necessarily practical, but if you do it, you could actually achieve such a certain level of it. So it becomes practical if you're able to hold up to that level. That's the bottom line. It's like a new form of practical that didn't exist yet in this world.
It's also relative to the level that you're capable of accepting.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is,
as you progress to Emmets, you'll find that's not
within where you're holding. Yeah,
you'll want to go to more Emmets.
Yeah, within where you're holding, you have to see what you need to do practically in order to embody that Emmets. But always if you want to grow to a new level Emmets.
Talk about authenticity. What's authentic?
Are you really holding there? Okay, so if you just take an honest look, did you do this, do that, do this? And you're like, no. Okay, now you think you want to do this big thing. It's the Yitzhahara, you know? You see, where you're really holding, and then grow accordingly with that in order to get higher and higher levels of emes. This is the general rule. All the meniyas that a person has only for desire. That through this you're going to have a very big desire. So therefore, when a person has very big desires, for sure you're able to do the matter. And then you're able to bring potential to actual when the mania is so great, so the desire builds up and you break past it to actualize the thing. That through desire create nekudot. As we said, nekudot are the desire that are thought, like the vowels and the letters that make it actual letters that you could speak. This is a break from koch to pol. Because the desire breaks all the menias. Because the main blockage is for the desire. Therefore, when a person desires to the same level as the mania, automatically the mania breaks. Just breaks. Okay. These are the 9 nekudas. Okay. Which are the tet rikim. It says in the tikkunim. Okay. The 9 heavens. Wasn't there 7? Okay, different things.
Seven.
Different things, different places.
One person is 7.
Yeah, good question. Ki hanekudot hem bechinat rakin. The nekudas, which are the desire, represents a rakia, which means
firmament.
Okay. Shem bechinat menias, and the firmament represents the menias. Okay, why? Ki menia bechinat rakia, because the menia is a rakia. Shehi bechinat masach, which is a blockage. What do you call it?
Screen.
It says a curtain.
A barrier. What do you say? Curtain.
A curtain that separates.
Okay. Yeah. It's like a barrier. Okay. A barrier. Okay. Shemafrish umesech lifnei adam. It separates. It makes a barrier before you. Umanom in adavar. It stops you from the thing. So each heaven is like another barrier, as it says in the pasuk. Yehi arikia v'yehi mavdil. Okay. Look at that proof right there. But here's the firmament, and here is the mavd, the separation, the blockage. Sharakia ubuchinat mania. The rakia represents a mania. Shemafrish umavdil ben choshech lenechshak. That separates between the one that desires and the thing that he desires. Alken gama aret nikat rakia. So too the earth is called a rakia, as it says in the pasuk. Lo ka aret alamayim. Okay, the aret is called. Okay, it says. As the arts is a rakal arts al hamayim. Ki gam arts is shetach hamavdil mafrish. The earth is also something that separates and divides. Yeah.
Separates from what to what?
From you desire. To your desire. I guess the earth it also represents.
The waters.
That's a good question. What is it actually? Because in the heavens you go on ascending levels, right? Well, I guess you go from below the earth to the earth, which means someone that is a poshea. To becoming basic level kosher. Because it says in the pasuk, it says Raglea Yordot Mavet, her legs go down to death. So it's like below the earth is the Sitra Achra. So when you go from Sitra Achra to the first level of Kedusha, it's like the earth is separating. Maybe that's the intention. Alken Hatet Nikudin. Therefore, the nine Nikudim are the Tet Rikin. Ki Nikudot Nasin Al Yedei Cheshek, because the Nikudot come through desire. And the main desire is to the Minia. She bechirat rakia. V'yesh tet nekudin, tet rikin. There's nine nekudim and tet and nine heavens, firmaments. K'yesh kama bechirat b'hanechshak. There are many concepts within the thing that is being desired. K'yesh nechshak l'mala mi'a nechshak. Because you have one level of thing that's being desired beyond the thing that's being desired. So in accordance with what is being desired, it has to be the one who desires. Because I guess at different levels, you can appreciate higher and higher levels of things. Just as a simple example, a kid wants toys. But then when you get older, you don't want those toys anymore. So it's the same thing, Kedusha. Some people want better toys, some people gave up on their desire for toys. Some people spend their whole life getting really fancy toys.
Yeah. There was once a billionaire, Australian billionaire, says, "He who dies with the most toys wins."
That's
mentality.
The difference between men and boys is the cost of their toys.
That's funny. Okay, so now, alken yesh lo menia gadola. So when a person matures and he says, "No, I want something even greater than what this is," then the menia gets even stronger. And through this, the nekuda gets formed. So the nine nekudas from kamat. Kamat represents keter. Okay, each one goes different spheres. Okay, patach is chokhmah. Okay, because patach is open, as you explained. Kamat, because it means kmitza, means to hold something together. The keter holds everything together, right? And then the patach represents the opening, so we know that the opening of the shtalshus comes from the chitzonis of chokhmah. So where the patach represents chokhmah, so on and so on, until we get to shuruk, which is also called malathum. Okay, I think, let me just check that. The kids know this better than me. The letters. Exactly. Shuruk is malathum. In Torah Lama Dalit talks about this, when it talks about...
What does malathum mean?
It means your mouth is full. That's what it translates as. Yeah. Look at it's a vav with a dot in it, which is the connection of the vav is the heart, because it says the luchot libecha, and the luchos were 6x6, so the vav is a 6, so that's where it's the heart, and the dot is the nekuda that a person connects to repair the heart. So when he's in that state, then he could speak. Okay, that's what it talks about in Torah Lamed Daled. Okay, now
I would have thought
achirik
is like chachma, like the point of chachma.
Well, I guess not. I mean, there is different ways. There could be different ways of breaking it down, but so it goes from kamet to shuruk, from nekuda lamala menekuda. One above the other. Rak lamala merakia. So why is there only nine? It's a good question. What about malchus? Malchus does no nekuda because malchus is.
Oh, it's UK okay without the nekuda.
That what about that's malchus you're saying?
Yeah, in the makaba meditation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No nekuda. That's good. So malchus is no nekuda. So the last one is yesod, right? Is yesod, and the malchus is silence. Yeah. Exactly.
What's that?
Right. There's no nekuda for the thing itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meaning the malchus cannot desire from within herself. I guess that's. It's such a concept. Okay. Tzarech iyun.
Really.
Show
my wife that.
It's true.
But I don't see where there's separations in that.
Must mean what?
We're talking about that we're Mekudot, and then we're talking about that they also each one has their own separations.
That's the difference between the different Nekuda that you go through. To get to a new Nekuda is through the separation, and it creates a new type of desire.
Right.
One thing that's being desired, and then another thing that's higher than it that's being desired.
The end of all desires is not desire.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's... Well, That sounds Buddhist. That's not true. It says in Torah Chav Daled, this thing, that if a person wants to actually grasp the Ein Sof, then he has to have a combination of desire and letting go of desire. And that's the only way to get to the Ein Sof. It's Mati Velo Mati, it says over there. Because you can't, if you're only going towards Ratzo, you can't get the Ein Sof. You have to go Ratzo and Shri. You have to have both concepts to get the Ein Sof. And Shri was busy letting go. And so yeah, you need both those things.
The Baal HaSulam says the main desire is giving. Turning your receiving into the giving.
That, I think it's receiving for the sake of giving.
Right.
That's it.
So in accordance with how great the thing that's being desired, godel hacheshet, the desire towards that has to be very, very great. which is the rakia. Ki nekura nasid al yedei rakia. The nekura is done through the rakia. Shubchinat meniyah, which is the thing that's blocking you. Ad shish nechshak shehu b'chinat kamatz. Until you have a nechshak, a thing that's being desired, which is a kamatz, which is like the highest level. So I guess you start at the yesod and you go all the way up and you get to kamatz, which we say is keter, which is kamitz of satim, which was grasped and hidden. Shehu b'chinat nekudat kamatz, which represents kamatz. Shehu l'mayla mekol nekudat, which is higher than all the nekudos. Ki a nechshak kamitz of satim or, because the thing that's being desired is very, very hidden, as it says. No eye has seen Hashem besides this, meaning there's a certain level of Hashem where no eye has seen until Mashiach comes. That's talking about the level of Keter that's going to be revealed. So when a person gets to this really, really high level of his desire, then he gets to a point where the thing that he desires is beyond even his grasp of even desiring it. The general concept of this is Shekol Masha Adam Choshek Be'emet. Whatever person desires in truth, you for sure are able to finish it, to bring it from potential to actual. And no mania could stop you from doing this. It's only that your desire must be very, very great.
Doesn't it say somewhere else that no person dies with even half his desires fulfilled?
It's true, but this is talking about in Kedusha, where you actually want to reach something for Kedusha purposes.
But people also have their abilities.
You could do sins.
Mm-hmm. What? People have their abilities, and if they don't have a certain ability to really desire something, they don't have the ability
to do it, then you can't do anything.
Yeah.
So look at the Rambam. He was born and his brain was blocked off. And he desired to learn. Look how much time we're spending learning one Rambam. Okay, and he only, so...
He did this and he was in the position at the same time.
Yeah, and look at also, there was a student, there was a chassid of the Mithra Rebbe, who was, he couldn't learn anything, he couldn't get anything in chassidus. And then he said, he had such strong desire, he broke past all his desires, until he was able to learn everything, and the Mithra Rebbe wrote him a special sefer called Imre Bina, which is the hardest sefer in all chassidus, I think, from what I say. And they wrote for this person who couldn't learn. Wow. So his desires broke through all the barriers. So, so in Kedusha, with the desire, you can do a lot with your desire. Kfi ma'ala ha-nechshak. V'zeh yuchal lavin ma'aminiya ba'atzma. This you can understand from the thing that's blocking itself. Kesharin ha-miniya mitgaberet. When the miniya is getting very strong. U'mishta tachat ve'omedet lefanav. And it basically spreads and stands in front of you. U'munat tome or, it's very blocking for you. A person should know from this, the thing that he desires is very, very big. Therefore, a person has to strengthen himself. That he has a very, very big desire. In accordance with what he desires. In accordance with the mania, and for sure he's able to finish it, to bring it from koch to paul. A person shouldn't exempt himself and to make up some excuse because there's a mania. It's going to say, I really want to do this thing, but I can't do it because there's too much blockages and the situation doesn't permit for me to have such a thing. So he's like, okay, I'm probably exempt from doing it now. Because it's too hard. Al ken, ye nechshav lo ke ilu as'a. If he does that, it's as if he did it. As the sages say, chashav la'asot mitzvah. If a person thought to do a mitzvah v'ne'enas v'lo asa, and he actually had a real onus, like meaning a outside circumstance that actually fully blocked him, it's as if he did it. Why? Ki be'emet v'vada yishyesh la onus. When a person has an onus, nechshav ki'ilu asa, it's as if he actually did it, as the sages say. Avakol ze ne'amar al misha rotze latzed baze, azai yotze ba. This is talking about a person that wants to fulfill it, but he has some type of onus. But if someone doesn't want to just fulfill the thing, you want to actually do the mitzvah itself. You don't want to just be like as if you fulfilled it and therefore you're good. You want to actually do it. Or the kedusha thing that you want to do. You actually desire the thing itself. So he said, what good is it that they gave me some leniency to make it feel that I as if did it? Because he doesn't cool his mind off to do this thing at all. He has desire and will, and he really wants to do it. Lasot mitzvah atzma, do the mitzvah. Lo latzet im hakilu, not to be yotze as if he did it. Shenachshav kilu asa. Ki be'emet ra'ui la'isha Yisraeli, she'igmor chefzo v'rotzono b'chol davar she'kedusha mikoch alapol. An ish Yisraeli should actually completely finish his desires from potential actual and things of kedusha. So when a person really desires the truth, and he doesn't cool his mind off at all, as to be fulfilled and as if he did it, and then he's going to for sure do it and bring it from potential to actual. And he's going to break all the manias and the circumstances that are stopping him from doing it. Because they only came to create more desire. So a person has a desire that's fitting for that actual blockage. And in accordance with the greatness of what is being desired. Then all the onus, the circumstance, and the blockage gets nullified. And that's what it says in the pasuk, "Vayered Mitzrayma anus al pi adibur." They went down to Mitzrayim, and they were anus. They were like a state of onus on through their mouth. What does that mean? Keshadibur yored b'mitzar garon. When a person's speech goes to the narrowness of his throat, shesebuchinat gal Mitzrayim, which is the galus of Mitzrayim, then he's in the state of anus al pi adibur. He's in a forced situation. He can't do anything. No, he can't bring anything into actuality. He has an ones and mania, because he has no letters to his, no vowels to his letters. He has no desire, right? He cannot bring it from the throat out. That all the manias and the ones come from there, and that's what it says. Anus al pi adibur, shal yedei she'ein adibur b'shlemus. Through the fact that his dibur is not in shlemus, he has no nekudas, he has no desires. Dehu anus, therefore is anus. Okay, yeah, the worst thing is not having a desire, because then you feel you can't do anything, right? You're just like, you don't have any you don't feel you get out of anything because you have no desire to break out of it. So you're giving up. It's like the worst. Depressed. It's the worst thing. It brings you to depression. So you give up on it. You have no nekudas.
What?
Yeah.
What if the desire is to have Hashem's desire.
It's great, yeah, but that's what it is, because you see that God wants you to have something Kedusha and you can really get there.
And therefore, if God blocks it for you, you're happy with that, because if Hashem desires to set your blockage, that's
that means blockage. That you have to create more desire for that thing to actually get there. And because the thing is so great, you're going to get it. That's what we're saying.
But does the blockage cause the desire?
The blockage creates more desire.
Isn't it the concept you make God's will your will, and He'll fulfill your will?
Right.
So you know, meaning that he knows your desires better than you even know it.
But yeah, well, there's different levels of that. It's one level is called bitul yesh, is when you have your own desires, but you're saying I'm going to do God's desires instead, but you still want the things that you want. And you, then once you get to that level, you can have a new cheshek, which is actually I want what God wants more than what I want.
Yeah.
It's a new nakuda, right? And then the different majigas within that.
And then in that sense, there's no blockages, because whatever happens,
no, but then, exactly what God wants. No, but then God puts you in a test, and he's like, well, is this really what God wants? And you have to go on a deeper level. Every time it's like a new nakuda to create a new cheshek for deeper connections to God in the end of the day. That's what it comes down to. Each time it's in accordance with what the thing is being desired, how great that thing is.
So
until it's hidden, until it's the hidden level of Keter, right?
That's Nasa Menisha. If they didn't accept it, the world was going to end anyways.
Was it Nasa Menisha?
When the Jews said Nasa Menisha, Nasa Menisha.
Yeah.
When they said it, they didn't say the world would be. So whether they had a will or not, they had to do it.
Okay.
So by.
No, but Nasa, let us do, is a will.
Okay, that's, but if they didn't do that, then there would be nothing and there would be no will, even a personal will.
Meaning if the Jews didn't accept the Torah, what would happen? Yeah.
There would be nothing. The whole world would still exist.
Destruction.
Well, then it would start over here.
No, sure. What's the point? And how would you know? It was already started
over. Because Hashem had to give the Torah to somebody and he wouldn't just keep ruining the world until somebody said
to him. I guess he wouldn't have given it. I guess he just kept it by himself.
Give it to the angels or something.
No.
You would just press the restart button and make a new creation.
He already did that. He said you can't destroy the world again.
So, yeah, he promised. No, I'm going to
through water.
So I'm every time,
you can destroy the world still.
Okay.
So every time we have a desire
in Kedusha,
it's because there's a blockage. So what that we're trying to overcome, right? So my question is it useful? So like when you want to try to increase something to figure out what your, you know, what the original blockage was? Or do you just keep going on without?
Well, the answer is the blockage creates more desire. So you want to just use it out to create more desire in yourself to get the thing of Kedusha until the blockage breaks.
I never had a desire to breathe until I was being suffocated.
With a glass or
something? I'm saying, the idea is I don't have a desire to drink until...
Yeah, until it takes it away. That's what he's saying, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so now it's mentioned, the kevan shetzarich, shenitzach lebriot olam chashach ba'ado. Since a person needs other people, then the world darkens for him. Chashach, darkens, comes the word menil. As it says, v'lo chashach mimeni, v'lo chashachta ad bincha. Chashachta, yeah. When a person needs other people, as ayesh to meniot, and he has menias, blockages. Is it all of chay?
Interesting, because the word choshech and cheshech
are
very similar.
Yeah.
The difference is Eden, right? As a kiddush, it's 20, and that ends with a kuf, which is 100.
Uh huh. Uh-huh,
Eden is peh, which is your being megale. Brings you the
truth, Cheshire. I like it. Like a pay is 80, yeah, that's good. It's a good Chiddush. Write that down.
It's recording.
You're a mom of Haran. That's good, man. Kishahu bena olam azayesh lomanios. When you're in the world, between the world, and you have manios, v'kachala t'palel be'emet, you can't pray properly. Kish kishanitzach lebrios noch v'tov lo. Because when you need other people, it's better for you to pray by yourself. But if someone doesn't need other people, meaning in the kosher way, right? Let's explain. You don't need anything from another person. You could stand between 1,000 people to pray to Hashem alone in a true way. Because you don't need any creation. Lo l'parnasa, lo l'kavod, not money, not honor. Lo l'shum dor, not anything. Rak sivra al Hashem elokav. It's relying on Hashem alone. And this is what it means. The Masechet Brachos says, Ma'ase b'chasid echad, shehik tinatu ishtova v'halach v'lan. Okay, Okay, what does it say in English there? What's
the secret of the secret of a certain pious man whose wife provoked him and went to spend the night in the cemetery. He hears the two spirits talking to each other.
Yeah.
That's brachot.
Oh yeah, exactly. So
with the buried in the straw, the
yeah.
Women.
Yeah, and his chelas was dragging on the floor, right? I think that's the story.
So what does it mean?
So let's see what it means here. V'sipuram hayal olat the parnasa. They're talking about parnasa, as the Gemara says. I think they're saying the summoned spirit. They're telling him what kind of chef is going to come into the world. I think that's what it was. What did it say? Yeah.
So this guy, he gives like a big sum of staka to someone on Erev Rosh Hashanah in a year when there was a famine.
Okay.
And his wife is like, what, are you crazy? You're giving so much money away when like we're so much worried about our parnasa.
Yeah.
And so that night he goes to the cemetery to like avoid her mocking and arguing. She's just giving him such a hard time. And while he's there, he hears two spirits and they say like, mm-hmm. let's go beyond the curtain, the parod, and see like what's going to be what the decrees are in the spiritual world
for this year. Year, yeah,
right. And he says, one says, I can't go because I was buried in a reed mat. Mm-hmm. That's what Daniel was saying. And then so they go and they say, there's going to be a hailstorm this year. Everyone who plants their fields in the first rainy season, their crops are going to be destroyed. So the man plants in the second season, everyone else's crops were destroyed.
Wow.
His are good. Second year, he goes on his own initiative because it was like such a cool experience.
Yeah,
and that's the opposite, basically. And
yeah.
That it's whoever plants in the second season, there's going to be a blight for the crops. So he plants in the first, same thing. People do.
Uh-huh.
He's the only one. He goes the third time after the woman's who was buried mother, like his wife tells her about that she's in the reed mat, and he goes back to hear from these spirits, and they say, "Oh, we can't talk anymore. Like our affairs are known in the human world."
Oh. Interesting story. Well, thanks for telling us.
Interesting.
How does he explain the story? I don't think he explains it. I think he just says it for Kitzer. He says, Shahik Nitatu.
Provoking.
Shahik Char Af. That's the Char Af. Remember we said before that to draw down the Parnasa and connect to higher spirit is through the beer of the Char Af to bring it into, to change into a Ruach. Take out the Char Af, right?
Sweening the anger.
Sweening the anger, yeah. The two spirits are these two spirits talking to each other in the story. And I see the Hamtaka Char Af that comes through the Hamtaka of the Char Af. I guess why? Because she was mad at him, so they were separated. They made a bureau between the two, and he went to the cemetery to hear what's on the other side, the higher spirit. They hear the two spirits talking to each other. There's a combining of the ruchos.
This is next to what said earlier, the ruach of the ila, the ruach of the
Zah. Exactly, yeah. So that's through the hamtak of the Char Af, the Hainu Kishimotzin Mikol Chalapol, to bring from potential to actual. V'zit talui b'chidat parnasa. Before, he's kind of like hinted it, we didn't know what he's saying. He said that's connected, that's dependent on parnasa. Sh'al yadam motzin Mikol Chalapol. Through that, you're able to bring to Kol Chalapol. V'lo gila yoter ech kol Torah hazot b'remezit b'mamar zeh. He didn't reveal more on how this whole Torah we said is hinted in this little story in the Gemara.
That's it.
That's it.